More on now, that first meeting today between the Federal Treasurer, Joe Hockey, and his state and territory counterparts. And it seems that the state treasurers left that meeting encouraged about this prospect of collecting more GST on online purchases. Tim Nicholls, the Queensland Treasurer, was there and he joins you now.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. Thank you for having me on.
GST to begin with. Now, consumers currently do not pay GST on imported goods worth less than $1,000. Most of those would be bought on the internet. Is that going to change, and isn't collecting that GST on low-value online trade actually going to cost more than it would actually raise?
Well, Jonathan, there are really two issues with the online sales and what we call the low-value threshold. The first one is one of a loophole in the system, and that is when the $1,000 threshold was set, no one really understood the size of internet shopping and how fast it would grow, and it's growing at the rate of around about 15% a year. Secondly, there is the competitive disadvantage that Australian retailers and suppliers are at when compared to people overseas who don't have to collect and remit the tax and do those sorts of things. So for those two very good reasons, we believe it's appropriate that it be looked at. So we are going to look at both of those.
Mm-hmm.
One of the issues that you have raised properly is whether the cost of collecting the tax and compliance outweighs the value of what's recovered. We've been presented with a draft business case today. We want to take that away and look at it more comprehensively and see if there are better or different ways of going about collecting it that don't involve as much expenditure on the part of the states in terms of paying for Australia Post and Australian Customs and Border Patrol to look at the parcels as they're coming in.
What are some of the numbers around that draft business case? I mean, what sort of threshold are we talking about? What sort of money might be raised to states through that new GST?
We looked at various values. You could have values of $200, $400, $600 and those sorts of things. And then we looked at perhaps the costs of recovering it and where those costs would go to.
It sounds a little old-fashioned, a little bit like tariff protection to aid local retail.
Well, no, I think it's really a question of making sure that local retailers aren't at a competitive disadvantage to others around the world. We have a system that was set up before the advent of internet shopping at the scale that we're seeing it now. We have Australian retailers who have to meet their local costs of rent and staff and overheads and so on, and they are competing with people who don't have those same costs and equally don't have to pay a GST. Now, it may be that the GST is not the difference between a sale happening overseas on the internet or here in Australia, but at least retailers here shouldn't be at that competitive disadvantage.
Now, this, Tim Nicholls, was not from this meeting of treasurers today, but separately Christopher Pyne, the Education Minister, this afternoon announced new funding for education that will go to Queensland, Western Australia and the Northern Territory, the non-Gonski signatories, if you like, $234 million that Mr. Pyne has managed to find, the Queensland share being $130 million.
The fact is the money is there, $230 million that we are putting on the table today for Queensland, Western Australia and the Northern Territory. Your viewers and the readers of newspapers will be very happy that the Abbott government is treating every student like a first-class student, and quite frankly, I doubt that they will be concerned where the other line items in the budget are being reduced.
Is this the first you heard of that money for Queensland today?
Well, we've been in discussions as a government with the federal government around the education funding for about 3.5 weeks. I understand the Education Minister has had a series of discussions and correspondence with Mr. Pyne, and they'll be meeting on Friday. So we've been in negotiations and talking about these things for some time now. But the advice in relation to the actual dollar amount is advice that we only received, I believe, yesterday.
Tim Nicholls, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Jonathan.
Tim Nicholls is the Treasurer of Queensland.